So today, another couple of days on from roasting three Guatemalan coffees from Third Wave Coffee Source, I am now putting them through the V60 examination. And I've got two side-by-sides purely because I've only got two V60 ceramic filters with unbleached paper prepared here. So I can't do three side-by-side, but I'm going to do two side-by-side. And I chose to do the Red Catuai, which was very juicy on the cupping table, if you remember. Well, I remember really distinctively a beautiful juiciness coming through. Then I thought I'll do the one that had kind of the least of fruitiness, but still very balanced and a heavier mouthfeel on the cupping table, which was the Santa Cruz Guatemalan Antiguan with bourbon Catuai and Tipica Arabica beans in there. And the Red Catuai was from La Pendiente. I think that's the micro lot. It's from San Martin is the farm, and obviously also from Guatemala. So given them the perfect V60 treatment on my scale stroke timer, ground 16 grams, and carefully chose the around the world method, that's what I call it, on my, just around the world. You start in the center and you gradually go around, and these beans are so fresh, and there was a lot of bloom happening, and then just after about 50 milliliters, 50 grams, I just let them kind of pre-infuse for about 30, 35 seconds. I judge that to see, you know, how many bubbles are forming and just to be sure that all the grinds are saturated. And with a little paddle that I've got there, a bamboo paddle, another thing I've picked up from Scott Rio's book, Anything But Espresso, where he talks about all the different filter methods, is to just carefully, on the sides, just make sure that not too many grinds can stick and rise up on the inside of your paper filter, so that really all the grinds have the potential, of course, to be well saturated and extract, so that all the 16 grams extract pretty evenly. So keeping a beady eye on that and then continuing, and the whole kind of extraction should take between 2 to 2:15, depending on your grind size, of course. And so I've done that meticulously with both. They were just lagging 2 minutes behind or 3 minutes behind. So the first one I'm going to get to is the Red Catuai, because that was the first one I extracted and I brewed. And it's just that little bit cooler already. Still in the 50s. I've got my thermometer here because I don't want to get burnt. I don't want to scald myself. So this is great. This is 53. 53°C is fine to take my first sip. Double wall glass, so that's great, because your fingers will never get burned. But the other thing it means is that you think the inside of the double wall, so your fluid, your drink is cool as well, which obviously sometimes it cannot be as cool as you think it is. But fantastic, these double walled glasses. I love them. Wow. This is delicious. This is so juicy. This is, wow, this acidity is very balanced, very round. It's juicy, but it's not kind of too acidic. It's, it's just lovely. I mean, I don't know. I always, when I see I think this is the first time I've had a Red Catuai, at least knowingly. I've had Catuai before. I don't know. I think there might be yellow Catuai. I'm not sure. But whenever I kind of feel red, I don't know whether subliminally I'm just, I just see red in a good sense. I see brightness, I see juiciness, I see vibrancy. And this is definitely there's a lovely vibrancy to this coffee. The mouthfeel is delicious. It's really, and it lingers on. It gives you a nice journey on the palate. It mellows down a little bit, so that first burst of juiciness kind of tails off a little bit, but it's still there. The mouthfeel is delightful. It's not too heavy. It's not too thin. It's really a lovely, lovely cup of coffee. Now I've got to go over to my other one and just see the temperature on that one, the Santa Cruz Bourbon Catuai Tipica might have also cooled down enough now to try it. Well, that's still, well, it's lagging behind, obviously. It's on 55.3.5.8. 56. Stops at 56. I think you're safe. But I'm going to use a cupping spoon just to make sure I don't scald myself, just to take less in. Slurping it a bit. I'm sorry for that. Well, the mouthfeel, the heavier mouthfeel is immediately what strikes me. There's not as much fruitiness, not as much acidity, not as much juiciness coming through. It's still very nice. I think I'm going to put my lips to it. It's safe. It's not too hot. Keep it in my mouth a little longer. The mouthfeel is, wow, it's just that little bit heavier. And I think I'm still gonna say that I think this coffee will be beautiful in the espresso machine. Maybe I'm going to leave it another day or so to degas a bit more. This is day 3 of the roast. And it might just need another day or so. But this is also lovely. It's heavier. It's earthier, if that's the right word. It's also got some acidity, but not, that's not what's going to hit you first. What hits you first is kind of a heavier, more grounded coffee. I would still say it's sweet. They're both very sweet. They're both very clean. Let me take another sip of the Santa Cruz. Very balanced. And I mean, there is a certain subtle acidity there, which is nice. But it's not as refreshing. It's not as, it doesn't kind of brighten me up as much as the other one. And the red Catuai, I mean, it's really a juiciness. It's, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I'm going to say it's kind of a really ripe cherry. So it's got that sweetness, but there's a burst in your mouth when you... I love it. It's absolutely delightful. I almost said that was the nicest one on the cupping table, but I wanted to just do another brewing method with it, something that is more like what people would drink at home, because not many people do cupping at home. And I think that... Wow, that's a delicious coffee. Red Catuai, Guatemala, San Martin, La Pendiente from Third Wave Coffee Source is an absolute delight. As soon as it's in your mouth, it's just, oh, it's very gentle as well as the, I don't know, it's got everything going for itself. Unbelievable. Poof, let me go back to the Santa Cruz, the Bourbon Catuai Tipica. Well, I think the immediate difference is just that heavier mouthfeel. That gets me. But it's also very mellow. It's very, there's, you know, not even the slightest astringency, which is what's so fantastic about well-roasted coffee, about well-prepared coffee. It should not have anything that's unpleasant. And both of these are just such a pleasant drink. Unbelievable. Now I'm a bit regretting that I don't have a third V60 ceramic filter here. Maybe I should get myself another one just to have three side by side. But these two are amazing. I don't think I'm going to spoil my own palate experience by doing another coffee. I'm going to leave that for later this afternoon. The one that I haven't done is the Bella Vista, which is... the one on the cupping table, which also had juiciness, fruitiness, but not as much, a bit mellowed down to the red Catuai. So today, again, I find it very difficult to say which one's nicer. It's horses for courses. It's coffees for palates. It's coffees for what time of the day you're drinking it or what you would like to have. So the best thing is to try as many coffees as you possibly can and just find where your palate lies. But of course, mine lies in various fields, and I just appreciate the differences. Even within the same country, amazing what different coffees you can get. Thanks again to Third Wave Coffee Source. They're just doing such a great job with sourcing beautiful Guatemalan coffees. Nadine Rasch, wow, my both thumbs go up to you yet again.